This is Algorithm, a weekly radio play written by Elisa Zulina, produced by the Floor 5 Theater Company. To learn more or to donate, please visit floor5theater.com. Episode 7.
Since all data is archived and carefully stored, we have easy and immediate access to the past. This is very helpful in the review process. So let's review what happened 37 years ago. Here are Mamie and Luke outside the test prep center, a few days after she visited him at his house.
Hey. Are you avoiding me?
No, I just, the test is a week away. Shouldn't you be studying?
I just thought we could talk about,
You mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. You don't have anything to say to me?
You're the one who wants to talk.
I don't want you to get the wrong impression about me.
Can this wait?
I'd rather get this over with now.
This can't wait till after the test?
No.
Are you serious? The test is life or death.
I know, but so is this.
This conversation is life or death?
Yes.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Why are you getting angry?
Because you're being ridiculous.
I'm not asking a whole lot of your time, just a few minutes.
Every minute now counts more than ever. Sorry, I didn't mean it like that. Mamie, let's focus on the test, and then after, if we both pass, I'll take you on a real date, like grown-ups, I promise.
And what if I don't?
Then what good would words do?
So you'd rather remember us like this? Fighting?
I didn't realize we were fighting. Listen, what do you want me to say? I tried to keep my last memory of you as a beautiful moment in time until you came around asking to talk.
Wow. Sorry for ruining your last beautiful memory of me. You can still think about it at my funeral.
What's a funeral?
You've never studied the Dictionary of Death.
Okay, now you're not making any sense. Mamie, I think you're letting your emotions get the better of you. It's fine. We're fine. Nothing bad happened.
How can you be so cold?
How can you be so selfish? I can fail this test, you know? Look, I can see you're upset. I'm sorry if I've been distant. But I'm trying to preserve my mental energy. Is it really too much to ask that we put things on hold until we know if we're gonna make it or not?
I broke my rule.
Your rule?
Yes.
Your rule about only doing things with guys who only have a few hours left to live?
Yes!
You know that's a crazy rule, right?
I feel used.
I'm sorry, what?
I feel you used me for your own mental focus. You got what you wanted and—
Wait,
you
out
know,
of all the—
you...
All the— I'm the one who you feel used by?
With others, it was a parting gift.
And with me, what?
I thought it was a beginning.
It still could be, but given the circumstances—
The circumstances never changed!
You know, Spencer was so right about you. You really don't have my best interests in mind. You're doing all this on purpose.
Doing what?
Trying to sabotage me.
What are you talking about?
You wanted to see if you could make me fall in love with you so you could show the algorithm you're smarter than me. That way you get to rank high in emotional intelligence or whatever, and I lose my focus and fail the test. And oh, how convenient! A spot just opened up for Mamie. You were... what's the word? playing me.
Is that what you think of me?
Look, I don't know, okay? I don't think this is the kind of environment that brings out the best in people, okay? So that's why I'm asking you to wait till we know, then maybe something real can happen.
You'll still be the same, though.
I'll be a whole lot less stressed.
No, you'll still be the same. There's no better world waiting for us, don't you see? It'll be the same shit all over again, except even more ruthless.
We'll be settled in our sectors. We'll be able to make clear and rational decisions.
Everyone fighting for their own little niche.
Isn't that what you're doing?
Listen, if I wanted to sabotage you, I could just report you to the authorities right this second. Tell them you took advantage of me.
What? That's horrible and completely not true.
I'm just saying. If I wanted to fuck you over and show the algorithm just how manipulative I could be, there's a far easier way than trying to make you feel something. I'm trying to make a glitch. So if you want to accuse me of anything, then accuse me of trying to sabotage production.
Mimi.
I kept trying to undermine productivity levels. Nothing was working. Not the pencil, not the soon-to-be dead boys I fucked. I didn't know what I was doing wrong. But then I realized, of course, the algorithm never really cared about me. I was disposable, utterly disposable from the very beginning, from the day I was born. And once I couldn't be fixed, I became a defective part that would be thrown out before the launch. Now, a good citizen like you, pursuing a useless cause, trying to save a hopeless girl, feeling something for a girl that didn't make any sense given the circumstances. Now that could work as a glitch. It didn't? There's no breakdown! The algorithm must already know you'd give me up!
Mimi? Are you a terrorist?
I'm part of the resistance, yes.
So yeah, a terrorist.
You say potato and I say potato.
When did you join?
Well, you don't exactly join. There's no official procedure. It's so dispersed these days. You just hear stories about others and try and emulate them.
But you're still gonna...
Yes.
But it won't change anything. Yeah, there used to be glitches that stopped production and shut everything down. Yeah, they made headlines for a day or two, but then everything always goes back to normal. People forget about them, and the algorithm just gets better. It becomes immune to those bugs.
We'll develop new ones.
Who's we?
Everyone who resists.
You'll be dead, though.
We'll inspire others.
It's useless.
Did you know that if everyone agreed to make a glitch, the whole thing would topple?
That's propaganda. Mamie, that's just a line the terrorists feed you to get you to join them.
Stop using that word!
Fine, okay. You rage against the algorithm, then what? What comes next?
Anything we want!
That's pretty vague. You've got your whole life ahead of you, and you already have so much. Your garden, your fruits and vegetables. I can help you plant more. We can... I don't know, do whatever you want. I think we can have a really good life together. That is, if you feel anything for me at all.
I just wanted to feel what it's like to be the object of someone's romantic obsession. The way the world can feel huge and limitless between two people. I know, of course, that the world's larger than that, but it's still nice to make believe. Like the way they do in those old poems no one reads anymore. That's what all those doomed boys wanted. At first, I didn't understand. I was offended and scared of them when they came knocking, that strange mix of fear and lust in their eyes. But then, as I came to know each and every one of them so briefly and intensely, I realized all they ever wanted was to feel they could have been loved and cared for. Not the real thing, no. That's long been killed in our world. Just the possibility of it. I too want to feel the possibility of something better.
And us? What about us? How did that feel?
Lovely.
Lovely?
Someone once told me it's the saddest word in the English language. You'll pass and land a good job. A nice job in a nice office with pleasant colleagues. You'll meet a nice girl. Through the algorithm, of course, you won't leave that to chance, no. She'll be a nice, respectable girl with a nice, respectable number of sex partners. That's what? No more than three? And you'll make lots of babies together. Actually, no, scratch that. You probably won't because you're afraid of pain. So you'll probably decide not to breed, but still. You'll have a nice enough life, and your lifetime value will be high too. Citizens like you are valuable. Nice, respectable, likable citizens who get along with everyone else and follow the rules. See, I'm not the algorithm, but I can predict your future because you're so fucking easy to read! With your tutor and your capsules and your atomic fireballs, the only taste you know. Because for you, the galaxy is the size of your mouth. You're like one of those domestic plants that only knows its own little pot and its own shallow roots. One of the mass-produced terracotta pots, water and sunshine, always at the right time, like clockwork. You're right. I don't know what happens after the algorithm is destroyed, but at least I know it'll be more exciting than your complacent little bubble!
I want to join the resistance.
No, you don't.
I...
Just a second ago you called us terrorists.
I'm sorry. I didn't
Luke,
mean it.
Luke, dying for love is the silliest thing on Earth. Come on. That would trivialize the cause of the resistance, which is larger than you or me. Besides, you're not in love with me. You think you are, but you're not. I'd say you like me a lot. Up to the point of convenience.
You can't stop me.
I'll be happy for you to join us when you're ready. But only if you truly believe in the cause. I wouldn't let you sacrifice yourself for me. I'm not a monster.
You know, you're a really bad recruiter. I mean, you could totally be a honeypot. Get guys to join the resistance for the chance to get with you.
I've got principles.
But she didn't.
And we're back at the Center for External Review. Older Luke looks tired.
Sorry?
She didn't have principles. Mamie Lawrence was one of the most notorious fundamentalists in contemporary history. She was also a shabby flip-flopper. She didn't have any set goals, any focus.
I wouldn't know. We lost touch a week before the test. She was right about me, you know. Whatever I may have felt for Mamie, I was able to repair the mind hack. I needed to concentrate to pass the test, and I did. I gave her up. I was reprimanded, of course, for not immediately notifying authorities about her, but I was pardoned. I was a minor, and my test score was very high. I was deemed valuable. I read the news. That glitch took 72 hours to fix. The longest power outage in contemporary history, no? The entire country paralyzed and unable to continue production for 72 hours. And in that pitch dark, with rioting and screaming in the streets, I thought of Mamie. but it was useless. I knew she was gone.
It only made the algorithm stronger in the long run. Such tragedies will not happen again.
I hear her story has become a legend among resistance fighters. A real inspiration for young people. Though, of course, no one has broken her 72-hour record yet. Leave it to Mamie to make a dramatic exit.
You will be happy to hear that none of this is your fault, Mr. Eldridge. Mamie Lawrence's data shows that she suffered from bipolar disorder, hence her mood swings and suicidal tendencies.
You've got an explanation for everything, don't you?
Almost. Some information must be tested in a lab setting.
My old tutor used to say that. What? What happened to him? Classified. Of course. I understand.
When's the last time you spoke to him?
Spencer? The day before the test.
And you never reached out?
Well, he told me he'd let me know when he did something creative, and then he never did, so I figure he must have, you know, not been that successful in his creative things.
And that's why you never contacted him?
Well, given my position, it would have been awkward. So many creatives ask for my advice and help, including close friends. It's important for me to know they're not using me. That's why I never do business with friends.
Huh.
What is Spencer up to these days? Will Luke finally get in touch with him? Find out in our next episode as we review Spencer's file and see what happened to him after Luke passed the test with flying colors.
This was Algorithm, the radio drama written by Elisa Zulina, produced by Floor 5 Theater Company. The cast: Luke, Jesse Aftel, Mamie, Chris Bramson, The Custodian, Andy Lemus. Original music, David Sachs. Sound effects, BBC Sound Effects, Free Sound, and Muse Open. Directed and co-produced by Noemi Sharog. Narrated and co-produced by Akili Brown. Introduced and co-produced by Ellen Koh. This episode was made possible by our generous donors and by you, our listeners. If you'd like to learn more about the cast or to donate, please visit floor5theater.com.